So in the handout, you mentioned there was, unsure which way the ownership would go for some of these. Is that still the case?
That's my understanding, unless, there's not a requirement of the code that be sold or that be left in one ownership. And so it's really up to the developer, and it'll depend on how the plats are created. If the plats are created with separate building pads, then they can be sold. If you didn't want to create building pads, then you wouldn't be able to sell those, or you could create building pads and just keep them all under one ownership. So you have, there's a number of different options available.
Right, but earlier in the presentation, you said the cottages would not have kitchens, is that correct?
That is my understanding, and so the actual water rate numbers will need to be adjusted to reflect that.
Okay.
So I mentioned building area. What's required in our zone is commercial uses take at least 20% of the overall square footage of all the buildings. And rentable rooms do count for that 20%. And so they easily meet the requirement for the 20%. But of that 20%, a quarter of that, there needs to be square footage that is either retail, restaurants, club, taverns, art galleries, or showrooms. And so it's basically 5% of the total needs to be those uses. And our preliminary review looks like we have that 5% that we need. So in other words, the square footage requirements look like we're going to meet those. We'll make sure as we go through each of the phases that we do have the overall numbers that we need to comply with the requirements of the code. Access, I mentioned that.
Is that, is that something that'll have to be maintained per phase?
So it's an overall total, it's not per phase. Their first phase will be the duplexes. And, you know, they could be in a rental pool, they might not. That would count towards the 20% requirement. Their first phase won't have the commercial for retail, restaurants, clubs, and taverns. I think phase two is when that comes into play. But it's an overall total, not per phase. Access, we do have the two points of access. There's also a third emergency access from Sunflower that's been planned. Right now we do have a temporary cul-de-sac on the end of Sunflower. With an emergency access, that temporary cul-de-sac would really become a permanent cul-de-sac. We do have a traffic study that's been submitted. So Horrocks, our review engineers, have had a chance to review that. So any questions about that, we'll direct those to Wes. There's a public participation meeting that was required, and that was held on May 4th. And I think we had about 15 neighbors that showed up to that meeting. I think there were a lot of good questions that were brought up, from my understanding, from talking to Marley. And so we have met the requirements of that part of the code. So I mentioned the public trails. Bergie Hill Park, which was formerly known as the Blay Park, 600 North, there's a paved trail that's required for that, so I can say on the center of the property. Then I mentioned also the River Road Trail connecting to the Omnielli Core area, and so that's crossing the public trail easement on Lacey Lane Estates. I mentioned setbacks, so we are meeting the 100-foot setbacks where they're required. Height of structures can't exceed 35 feet. Again, that's from natural grade to roof. Architectural elements can go above that 35-foot height restriction. And then geotechnical reports, we do have an EarthTech geotechnical and then a ground penetrating radar of the site that's been submitted to for our review. Architectural theming, normally we require a Swiss and European alpine themes, but in the resort zone there is an option to propose something different from those themes. So other themes as approved by the City Council after recommendation from the Visual and Architectural Committee and the Planning Commission can be approved. And so the VAC has reviewed the general theming, and they've liked the direction that it's heading. So Planning Commission, as part of your motion, you would want to mention the theming as part of your motion. Most likely if it's a recommendation for approval, you'd be approving the theming that's being proposed. So building area.
Just a question on that, how that's worded. That sounds like you'd have to get approval of all three bodies. You couldn't, the city council couldn't override that, right?
You know, that is an interesting way to.
That's how it's written.
Because I think the way it's written, it really, it doesn't say it's just, it said recommendation from all three committees.
I guess it's not a recommendation of approval, it's just a recommendation, I guess, right?
It's just saying a recommendation.
So it could be either way, so city council still has full discretion.
Say you don't like the naming, then the city council could approve it. It's just a recommendation from both the recommending bodies. Building area dimensional limitations, so we have a restriction on how much building footprint each building can have based off of the overall square, overall acreage of the property. So basically, it's 12,000 square feet per acre, but we look at it on a gross perspective, not on the, not per acre, but on the gross acreage for the entire property. So you can't cover more than 27.5% of your overall acreage. Based off of the plans that have been submitted to us at 229,000, almost 230,000 square feet, which is 5.27 acres of building area, that is 18.3%, so well underneath the 27.5 allowed by the code. As for the parking plan, we've talked a little bit about that. Per the analysis, there's 680 required stalls. There's 335 stalls provided, 44 valet parking stalls, and 302 stalls are required for the resort combined parking analysis. So they would meet the requirement based off the analysis of providing 304 stalls if that analysis is approved at 302. So there should be enough parking as long as the analysis is correct. It's kind of a tricky thing to figure these things out. You don't want to overpark because that creates a lot of wasted space, but you don't want to underpark either. So it's, want to hit that spot right in the middle. So the best we can do is look at other resorts around the country and how that analysis is taking place there.
Mike, one difference with this one is it has the buffer of 44 LA parking spaces that the city's not counting that are on site. So
yeah,
it does have a building in the city.
So the 335 stalls includes the 44, or it's 335 plus 44?
Might be something wrong with my math there. Yeah. 300, there are more stalls, and I think it's in the
I think 302 are required. The architect's plan shows 335, and then there's an additional 44.
Okay, yeah.
But the city's not counting.
Yeah, that is correct. So I'll just fix that slide. There is a memorandum of understanding that I mentioned between Sunland Conservancy and Chuck Heath, and then as approval of the conservation easement money that was contributed towards the property from our open space bond, there are some specific requirements in that memorandum of understanding. One is to restore and maintain the historic mountain spot pole sign. I think those who went on site were able to see that pole sign. They don't allow pole signs in Midway now, but that's one that we do want to preserve.
Doesn't it have two things?
So that's a requirement of this, is that Mount Spot pole sign is preserved. Currently it's on one of the lots in the rural preservation subdivision. The idea is to keep it there, but restore. Construct the previously mentioned trails, so we've gone over that. Restore the natural hot pot spring water to at least one of the craters in the protected pot rock area. So the craters, at least the larger ones, are all dry right now. But according to the agreement, put water back in one of those craters, so we'll see which one.
How do you do that?
Well, it would probably be
just cleaning it out.
What was that?
Hopefully just by cleaning it out.
Okay.
Demolish and clean up the old buildings and the derelict swimming pools in and around the protected pot rock area, leaving the two-story historic stone building intact. So really, all of those structures that we saw, those will all go through. They'll all be dismantled and demolished and removed. We did go through a noticing period already for that to happen, but I don't think you've commenced demolition yet. Okay. But really, only that one building, is my understanding, will remain.
Correct.
Okay. And then provide for the preservation of wildlife habitat, particularly the wetland areas on the northwest of the property. Those are actually located in the rural preservation subdivision, so those have already been protected. They're delineated and noted on the plat as non-buildable areas. So we do have some possible findings for you to consider for your motion. Proposal will benefit the city financially by creating a greater tax base. Second, the proposal will help the city better comply with state requirements regarding the ability to collect resort tax. Number three, the public trail system in the development will benefit the entire community by creating public trails across the property. Number four, amenities will be created that will be accessible year-round, which will invite more tourists to visit the resort in all seasons. And residents could also visit. My understanding is that anybody could buy a pass. It's not going to be just those staying in the resort. What was that?
Yeah, the spa will be open to the public.
Okay. So residents of Midway who aren't staying in the resort will be able to access those geothermal water areas. And then the required parking must be verified. Now, we have reached a point, as long as the parking analysis is approved, that it looks like we have the correct parking on site. So what I mean by should be verified is we don't have a good scale for making sure everything meets our access for driveway widths or for that the stalls meet our requirements. So as we go through the preliminary and final approval process of each phase, we'll have more detailed drawings so we can verify the code is being met. And then number six, the exact amount of required water rights required per phase is yet to be determined. So we have an overall total, but we don't have that broken down per phase. And so we'll need to go back and get more exact numbers so we move through the process. And then proposed conditions, preliminary light mitigation plan must be submitted to the city and agreeable to the city will mitigate the potential impact of the surrounding to the surrounding residents. We can definitely take care of this through preliminary and final per phase. We just want to make sure it's on the radar. So that would be the residential lighting, it would be the parking lighting, it would be the street lighting. So all those things would need to comply with our dark sky ordinance. Number two, more detail must be submitted to determine the required parking has been met. So we have enough to determine stalls, again, assuming the analysis is accepted. Just as we go through preliminary and final, we'll need to make sure that all the parking stalls meet the requirements for spacing and width. And then number three, water rights must be updated and calculated per phase. So that can be handled through preliminary and final. So we want to make sure those things are on the radar, but for meeting master plan purposes, it looks like code requirements have been met. Other questions for staff? I do have all of the other drawings from our previous. Actually, I should jump to the architectural quickly so you have a reminder of what that looks like. So we have some, this is the entryway coming in from Bergie Lane, so the north entryway looking south. See the core building off to the right. This is a closer view of that core building. Another view of the core building. This is looking to the north from the crater. And so that is the core building from the other side. Some profiles. Then we're moving to the hotel and cottages, so that's that northeast section. There's a layout of the hotel rooms. So again, there's 10 of them in this building. There's no kitchens in any of the units. So basically, it's a hotel room that's just on the ground floor. It's a view of those hotel buildings. Another view of them. And now we're starting with the, this is hotel also.
Is that Bergie Hill or is this actual Midway Mountain views?
Yeah, I think that's looking north.
Yeah, that's Snake Creek right there.
That's looking at Blind Canyon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. So we've got Snake Creek right here. Blind Canyon is over